And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, I'm Liz Johnston with Verrill. As we round the corner from 2020 to 2021, it might be a good time for your HR department to step back, reflect, and reassess goals for the upcoming year. First, plan. Does your state require any workplace training? Are you thinking about retraining supervisors on various incident reporting requirements? What about protocols for handling requests such as accommodation under the ADA and leave under the FMLA? If you had a high number of employee injuries over the course of the year, are you considering a job retraining to mitigate future incidents? Have you been thinking about offering diversity training for your management team or workforce? Take a look back at 2020 to identify areas where you might want to provide your employees with additional training and get it on the calendar early. In addition, if you plan to revise any company policies or procedures, get started by outlining those tasks, including timeframes and deadlines to keep you on track for the upcoming year. If you have any questions about workplace training or revising your company policies, contact me or a member of Verrill's employment and labor team.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by Verrill.